them big llamas.
Uh-huh. Are they different colors, or are they all the same color?
Oh, no, there's a speckle one.
Uh-huh.
And then white.
Uh-huh.
And when they get down, they're white, but when I'm buying frozen feed, I get all green.
Uh-huh. That's the green.
But they're fresh.
Uh-huh. Fresh. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. But the butter beans and the white beans have been used.
Well, they're white when they get old enough to get white.
Uh-huh. And they're green when
they're
fresh.
They're all green when they're
all llamas. Uh-huh.
Except the speckled ones, and they're kind of a brownish red speckles on them.
So would you call them llamas or butter beans or both?
Well, we call them butter beans.
Uh-huh.
But I think llamas is a great name for them.
Okay. Did you have green beans? What did you call the green beans? You just call them green?
We had beans that you didn't have stick. Call them bunch beans.
Bunch beans. Mm-hmm.
And we had red valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several different kinds, but the only kinds we ever raised was in the bunch beans was valentine.
Uh-huh.
And then we Kentucky Wonders.
Uh-huh.
Was the running beans.
Uh-huh. You didn't call it, did you ever call them half runners or just running beans?
What?
Did you call them half runners or running beans?
Well, there's half runners now, but we didn't know that. We had the running beans and take sticks and sticks.
Uh-huh.
Stick that stick down the ground and put a pole here.
Uh-huh.
And stick that stick right in on that pole and on the
ground.
And then the beans grow up there, covered in stick. And then we used to plant pollen in it.
That's right, you plant it to grow up the corn. The beans grow up.
Plant corn, let it come out the first time that worked the corn. We would plant I don't know, they were corn field beans, crease back or something's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a striking bean. And we'd plant them corn field beans, we call them.
Uh-huh.
And we'd plant them, and then in the fall we'd have them till real late.
Uh-huh.
And we would pick them off and keep them as long as we could. We didn't know, we children didn't know what they can and say beans. We used food, but we didn't know about that.
Do you ever hear tell of shelly beans or shell beans? Now, what are those?
I've got, you just shell them all instead of breaking them. They're all shell. I've got some in the freezer there now that somebody brought me last fall, and I had more than I could use. And didn't have no freezer bags in. I took milk cartons and put them in that milk carton, then filled it up full of water and taped it around, put it in the box of freezer. You take it out, you pour that out, and it's all in ice. Milk, and it's just like you freeze them. I guess I can pick them fresh.
I bet they really taste good. Did your garden have greens at all? Did you have any kind of greens in your garden?
Greens.
Like lettuce or
cabbage.
What would you call them? Lettuce. Would you call them lettuce?
Ours didn't have that like this you buy.
So it was more like
leaf lettuce.
Leaf lettuce.
Had leaf lettuce. Cabbage head, just so.
So then you call it, did you call it heads of cabbage?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear anybody say heads of children? To say they had so many heads of kids? Like if they had three kids, they had three heads of children?
And who?
Did you ever hear anybody say heads of children? If they're talking about like they had several children, that they have heads of children? Some people, somebody told me. Have you ever heard of passel of stuff?
What?
You ever heard the word passel? A passel for a whole lot? Whole passel?
Well, I've heard folks say a great parcel of stuff, a passel, yes, I've heard folks say that.